Thank you. Brother and sister, 祝福满满。
弟兄姐妹们，祝你们祝福满满。
Happy Chinese New Year.
在这个新年节气里面，祝福满满。
This morning, I'm going to talk about a very important subject on blessing.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的一个很重要、大家很欢迎的题目就是祝福。
Before we go on to this message,
当我们还没有开始进入今天早上的信息的时候，
Let us read two verses from the Philippians chapter 3.
我们一起来读圣经里面新约的圣经腓立比书。
And Brother Lillian will read.
Yeah, 我们的 Lillian 弟兄会为我们来读。请大家带着尊敬的心，我们一起来跟着 Lillian 弟兄来读经节。腓立比书第三章十三节，
弟兄们，
大家一起来。
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Let us pray.
谢谢，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that another few years you ushered in to a Chinese New Year.
主啊，我们谢谢你，在短短的几天内，我们就要欢迎春节的来到。
It's a New Year, Lord.
主啊，对我们乃是一个新的年。
So bless every individual one.
在这里我们恳求主你来祝福每一位。
The newness of your abundant blessing.
就是你祝福满满的重新在我们的身上。
Because we welcome you.
因为我们欢迎你。
You are our personal Lord and Savior.
你是我们个人的主，也是我们个人的救主。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
What is life?
生命到底是怎么的一回事呢
？Why we have New Year？
为什么我们会有新年呢
？Have you ever thought of why you have New Year？
你们有曾经想过为什么要有一个新年呢
？Then you must think what is life？
但当我们要想到有一个新年的时候，我们就要想到人生是什么
？Doesn't matter how old or how young you are。
不管你年纪多么的大。
Everyone has got three stages of life.
我们的人生的道路上有分着三个阶段。
What Paul is saying here.
在这里保罗告诉我
们。All of us has got the past life.
我们在圣经里面告诉我们说我们每一个人都有过去的生命。
We have the present life.
我们有现今过的生命。
We have the future life.
我们还有前面要走的一段路。
When New Year comes.
所以当新年来临的时候
We are living in the present of the newness of the new year.
那我们就是在现今这个新年里面现今的生命。
You all will agree, we seem to have a fresh start and make our resolution for the new year.
我们在新年来临的时候我们就觉得有一个很新的开始我们就有开始在决定新年我们要做什么。
And business people will take stock in their business.
做生意的人让我们开始来有记账。
At beginning of a new year, how much things I have to put on sale?
在新年的开始我有多少的货物我要放出去卖。
And how much I have to sell when the new year of the new fashion come along.
当这个新的年有新的时装的时候这个货品我要卖多少钱。
To some people,
对一些人
the past year could be a time of fear and insecurity.
他们过得过去的一年以后就觉得在这个时候他们充满了惧怕和不安定。
So, this morning,
所以今天早上
whether you are successful or failure in the past, I have good news for you.
在过去的那一年 不管你曾经经过失败，或者是你一个成功的人呢，我今天早上我要告诉大家一个好消息。
What is the meaning of abundant life?
就是祝福多多真实的意义在哪里？
Once I remember,
有一次我记得
I went into a Chinese restaurant about New Year coming.
差不多要靠近新年的时候，我走进了一间的华人餐馆。
And I saw a word being hung on the wall in front of the entrance.
所以我就看到在要入那个餐馆的门口呢，有一个很大的字。
There's one word.
在那边只有一个字。
You can guess what word is that?
我想你们大家知道那个字是什么。
You're clever. 他说福。
呀，我们的第一连弟兄非常的聪明。
I asked the restaurant owner,
那个字就是福。我就问那个餐馆的主人。
Because I don't know Chinese.
因为我不懂得华文。
I said, you hang this word upside down.
啊，我就发觉呢，他把这个福这个字是倒转的。
He said, no, 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 no.
他说不是，不是。
The blessing must pour down.
呀，他就说这个福呢是要倒出来的。
I was thinking of this one.
哎，我是在想这一个。
But he said, no, no, no. Upside down is the right one.
啊，他说真正要福呢，就是要从上面倒下。
The real blessing is not upside down.
啊，真正的祝福不是倒转的。
The real blessing is to have the Lord in your personal Savior, past, present, and future.
啊，真正的祝福乃是接受主耶稣做你个人的救主，做你生命的主，不管是在过去、现在，甚至将来，他都要成为你的主。
That's the good news.
这就是一个好的消息。
So, you have to ask yourself two questions.
所以我们现在要来问我们自己两个问题。
What do I fear?
我害怕什么呢？
But I have a second fear for you.
但是呢，我有第二个字，就是敬畏。
From the Bible.
就是圣经里面所说的敬畏。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of blessing.
假如我们敬畏认识耶和华，就是一切智慧祝福的开端。
The world that we live is full of fear and afraid and insecurity.
在我们所活的这个世界上是充满了使我们害怕、使我们惧怕、感觉不安的世界。
But if you fear the Lord, it's the beginning of your blessing, present and to the future.
但是假如你敬畏神、你认识神呢，那你的祝福是从现在一直到将来都会得到的。
Why do we have to fear the Lord?
为什么我们要去敬畏耶和华呢？
Second question, what do I love?
第二个问题我要问的，我是爱什么呢？
The priority is I love the Lord.
在最主要的就是我自己要先爱耶稣。
The subsequent love will come along.
那其他各种的爱就会随着我们。
This is a computer age, right, Dillian?
现在我们是在电脑的时代。
All now in the present profession, we see this.
在我们现在的人，我们都会看到这一点，就是一直在输入。
God is loading you with blessing.
我要告诉你，神呢，就是把很多不同的祝福都要来送给你。
Whenever I see this computer language,
每次我看到电脑有这句话的时候
Lord, your blessing for Philip Tzu.
我说主啊，求你将你的祝福充充满满的进入我的里
面。Not only on New Year Day.
不是单单在新年这一天。
On every day of my life.
乃是在我们度过的每一天里面得到他的祝福。
The Lord will say, please wait.
有时候神就告诉我说，你等一下。
Blessing.Is coming. Love me more and more and more.
祝福快要到了，但是你要更多更多的来爱耶稣。
This is modern technology of preaching using computer language.
所以在这个现时代呢，就是用了这个电脑的语言。
Are you loaded with burden?
今天你的生命里面是不是充满了许多的重担呢？
Are you loaded with sicknesses in your body?
你是不是身体带着许多的疾病呢？
Are you loaded with happiness because your sons and grandchildren are happy?
你是不是充满了喜乐，因为你的子孙都很喜乐？
Are you successful in your profession that you are loading more and more and more pay?
你是不是因为在事业上有成就，所以呢，你得到的薪水是越来越多？
Remember the key word.
就要记得一句话。
Abundance from the Lord is like a computer language. Keep loading you, not only eternal life, but the present life while on earth.
在主里面，你所要得的祝福，就是好像这个电脑的话里面说，你一直输进去，一直得到更多。
So if you want to have abundant life, walk with Jesus.Now,
所以假如你要得到丰富的生命呢，你在现在就开始跟主耶稣同行。
The key word this morning is past, present and future.
我所要讲的主要的话就是过去、现在和将来。
Forget the things, Paul said, that are behind us.
保罗说，我们要忘记背后。
One of the great barriers to make a new start in a new life is...The horror, the fear of the past.
我们要进入新的一年，我们要看到有一条的界限，就是我们要先把过去的忘掉。
Sometimes our past fear grips us that we dare not attempt one more step in the now.
有时候就是因为过去所发生的事引起了我们的惧怕，所以呢，我们不敢再向前走一步。
Paul Apostle said, "Forget the things that is behind you."
保罗说，你要忘记背后的事。
Why New Year?
为什么呢？在新年的时候这样子说呢
？Year also got three stages.
这个新年也是有三个阶段。
年到了，年也有三。
这个年也有包括三个部分。就是过去的一年。
Present year.
现在的这一年。
And the New Year.Four days from now.
还有新年，就是过了四天的新年要到了。
How do you pass your life last year and this present year and then ushering the new year in?
你过去是怎么度过的？现在你是怎样过日子的？那你要准备过怎样的生活在这个要来的新年？
To achieve what God wants us to do, church.
我们最大的目的就是要完成神要我们所做的事。
There are something in our life we must forget.
在我们的生命中有些事情我们要忘掉的。
Paul said, forget those things that are behind. Everyone have those things behind you.
保罗说，我们要忘记我们过去我们背后的事。我们每一个人过去都有一些事情发生。
Things are behind you different from the person seated next to you, left and right.
你过去所遇到的事情会跟坐在你左右旁边的人是不同的。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
behind.
我们要忘记背后。
Means to break the power of negative influence.
所以这意思就是我们要破除负面的思想和影响。
Face the present with boldness and face the future with hope in the Lord.
我们就是带着勇敢的心，带着我们在神里面那个希望来踏进新的一年。
If you don't forget the past, you will never receive the forgiveness.
假如呢，你没有忘记背后，你绝对不能够接受到饶恕。
Paul said,
保罗说
，Forget the past.
你要忘记背后。
Press on now in the present.
你要面对踏上现在。
And look towards the mark that is before me.
那你就要向着标杆直跑。
Paul has qualified to say this because.His past life is full of sin.
保罗他真的有资格说这一句话，因为他的过去是充满了罪恶。
He persecuted the Christian.
他逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted the church.
逼迫教会。
He blasphemed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他亵渎了主耶稣基督的圣名。
And now coming to the very end of his life, he can say this.
哎，到了他生命快要结束之前，他能够这样子说。
He said, "If we confess our sin."
他说，假如我们承认我们的罪。
God is faithful.
我们的神是信实的。
And is very just to forgive our sin.
他是公义的，并能够洗净赦免我们的罪。
And can cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他能够洗净我们一切的不义。
Paul can say it because he has gone through past, present, and now he's looking forward. Keep pressing forward.
保罗他这样子说，乃是因为他在忘记了他的背后，他在现今的时候提醒他自己，然后呢，他要向着标杆来自跑。
Not only failure or past success must be forsaken.
还有呢，我们过去的成功，我们也要忘掉。
Today,
今天。
The past is unalterable, cannot alter.
过去所发生的事，我们不能够改变了。
But we have to move on from now and then welcome the new year in 4 years time.
我们在现在，我们就开始向前走，来面对新年的来到。
When we move forward in the Lord,
我们就是在主里面向前走。
We are receiving His abundant blessings.
我们就会得到祝福满满。
Past mistakes shall be forgiven by the Lord.
我们过去所犯的错误，神一定会赦免我们。
Including our past success.
包括了我们过去的成功，我们也要忘掉。
Otherwise, pride will creep in.
要不然呢，我们里面呢就有了骄傲的心。
The point I'm making is this.
在这里我所要讲的是。
I encourage you to move on from now.
我要鼓励你们从现在开始就往前走。
If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ this morning.
今天早上假如你还没有接受主耶稣做你的
救主。The first step you move on is yes, I open my heart, Jesus.Come into my heart. Just like Pastor Philip said.
Yeah, 你要开第一步呢，就是到主的面前，告诉主说，我要接受你做我个人的救主。
Why?
为什么要这样子做呢？
Everyone has got a present.
因为我们每一个人现在活着，我们就有现今的存在。
Everyone has got a past.
每个人都有过去的事。
Everyone has got a future.
每一个人都有一个前途。
You don't come and tell me no. I only live in the present.
你不要告诉我，只是活在现实里面。
Then I will ask you one question.
那我就会再多问你一个问题。
How old are you this year?
今年你几岁了？
And you will tell me, 我78岁了。
哦，你说我已经78岁了。
明年呢？
明年呢？
Future.
以后呢？
77。
是不是74岁呢？
You will be 79.
你就会79岁。
You like it or not, you will face the future.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，你就要面对你的将来。
The past life is our experience.
我们过去的生活就成了我们的经验。
The present life is our experiment, what we do.
我们现今的生活就是好像在做一个试验。
And the future life is our expectation.
我们将来的生命就是我们在主里面那种的盼望。
So if you are senior in age,
假如呢，你年纪比较大了
，use your experience to experiment the present life.
你就使用你过去的经验来在现今的生活中做了试验。
And move forward to expectation that you shall receive in the Lord.
那你就开始向前走，应用你试验出来的，你在基督里面成了你的盼望。
You say, Pastor, I don't agree with you.
你或许说牧师，我不同意你说的。我要告诉你
，If you live in the past,
假如你仍旧活在过去
，keep on saying, Oh, this fellow hurt me.
你一直说某某人他伤害我。
Oh, my daughter-in-law so dishonoring me.
你看我的媳妇都不尊敬我。
Oh, my son now abandoned me.
你看我的儿子呢也抛弃我了。
Oh, now my son married, he got a 金头鬼。
我的
you understand?
意思就是说，我的儿子结了婚呢，他一直听他老婆的话。
闽南话说金头鬼，
就是在他老婆在枕头旁边一直在
疏
通的丈夫。
Oh, no. If you are in the Lord,
假如你今天是在主里面
I am also a father-in-law.
我今天我也是一个女婿。
My daughter-in-law, oh, respect me 100%.
啊，我的媳妇呢，她100%非常的尊敬我。
Because I don't live in the past.
因为我不再为着过去而活。
I live in the present.
我是在现今。
And my expectation is in the Lord in the future.
啊，我所有的一切的期待都是在将来。在主那边
And I'm always happy.
所以呢我常常是一个喜乐的人
So we press forward.
所以呢我们要向前直跑
There are two types of pressing.
哎，我们要直跑有两种
The first is I must do it all.
啊，第一种呢就是我要自己一个人做好
Because you have not set the goal, the mark that is before you.
哎，因为你还没有把你的目标在前面已经设立了。
You look at yourself. This is my mark.
啊，你就看看你自己说，哦，这个就是我的力量，这就是我要得到的。
This is my potential and capability.
啊，我的头脑就是成为了我的能力。
You press yourself.
哎，你自己靠着自己向前跑。
There's a first style of pressing that all of us have.
啊，这就是。
If you have no God.
假如你没有神呢？我们每一个人都是抱着这样子的态度往前走。
The second type of pressing, church,
在第二种的向前自跑的意思就是
God must do it all for you in the present.
神在现在已经先替你完成。
Like Paul says, now I'm present, I press towards the mark.
所以呢，保罗说，我现在是站在神的面前。然后呢，我就要向着标杆自跑。
God wants us to be dependent on Him.
神要我们完全的依靠他。
There are things you cannot do it yourself.
有些事情是我们个人做不来的。
We do our best, and the rest we leave it to the Lord's help to help us.
我们尽我们的本能来去做，其他的有我们就期待神。来为我们完成。
So we have two issues in the present.
所以在前面呢，在现今呢，我们面对两件事。
The problems in life.
第一呢，就是讲到我们面对的人生的困难。
At this moment, there are people who are afraid of the future.
在这个时候，我们当中有人为着他们的将来，他们惧怕。为什么呢
？Because of uncertainty, number one.
因为第一点就是看到这个世界的动荡不平。
Two,
第二点
，because of insecurity，
就是因为没有那个安全感。
But we as Christians，
但是我们基督徒
，and now live in the present，
当我们现今活着的时候
，we live in peace and perfect peace。
我们乃是住在主赏赐给我们的平安。圣经里面所说的十分的平安
but our future is unknown.
但是我们仍旧不知道我们将来将如何
Just come, demonstration. Dillian is Jesus, he is there. He stand there, very far
away. 我们看到这个 Dillian 站在远远他代表耶稣
I press towards the mark.
我就向着耶稣这个方向来走去。
I don't know the future.
我不知道我的将来如何。
You don't know your future.
你也不知道你将来如何。
But there's one person who knows the future.
但是有一个人他知道那个将来要发生的事。
That is future. He's already there.
就是耶稣他已经知道我们的将来他已经在那边等候
I can press forward.
所以呢我能够一步一步向着耶稣来走
Paul is using the analogy of running
保罗呢在圣经里面就是说到赛跑
Run is to win, right?
为什么我们要赛跑呢赛跑就是为着要赢得奖赏
Have you ever in high school or primary school when the sport you run to lose?
你们在中学在小学的时候你们是不是每次都要赛跑输给别人呢
I run to win
我要赛跑呢为的得到奖赏
Tomorrow is in Jesus' hand already
我的明天已经是在主耶稣的手中
Why are you saying I'm a godless mentality
你怎样说我这个人是无神派的
Nobody is godless mentality created on this earth
呀，我们在这个世上没有一个人应该要有这个无神的思想。
Paul said, Jesus is already there tomorrow.
啊，保罗说，我们的明天已经在耶稣那边了。
4 years before this time, we have Chinese New Year, right?
啊，在几天呢？我们就是要过这个春节。
Not yet come.
还没有来。
But Jesus is there. He said, I will be your abundant blessing.
Yeah, 主耶稣已经站在那边说，我的手中有了祝福，有很多的祝福要给你。
The abundant blessing is from heaven.
啊，这个祝福满满是从天上降下来。
And his abundance is ready for me.
Yeah, 这个满满的祝福他已经为我预备好了。
He is down right in front of me.
他现在站在我的前面。
Jesus is in the tomorrow.
主耶稣就是在我们的明天里面。
And his tomorrow is filled with certainty and security because I press towards the mark.
因为我向着他来直跑呢，所以我所要的财富啦，我所要的平安，一切他都已经准备好给我了。
Thank you. You are in the tomorrow.
我谢谢，我说主啊，我真的谢谢你，因为在明天里面你已经在那里了。
I only live in the present.
我现在是在为着今天而活。
But I am a hopeful person in the Lord in the present because He is in the tomorrow.
但是我在现今呢，我是充满着希望，因为我知道明天有耶稣在那边等着我。
When I first migrate,
当我移民过来的时候
，Jesus is my tomorrow.
主耶稣就成为了我的将来，我的前途。
My first 3 months, I was jobless.
在开始三个月，我找不到工作。
1988,
在1988年
，People say, Philip, you are a math and science teacher, qualify, a lot of work.
有朋友就说，哦，你是专门教科学数学的，在这里呢，工作会很繁重。
How do I get this work? How do I get this work?
那我怎样能够找到这份工作呢？
Go to the city.
我就到城市去。
You will see New South Wales Education Department outside.
我就看到外面有写，就是New South Wales 的教育局。
Walk in.
我进去
and ask for interview.
我就求他来跟我面谈。
这么简单 ，so easy.
Is it so simple? 是简单。
So I brought my credential.
所以呢，
我就
拿了我的文凭、我的经历啊，通通就是进去。
So we two went in.
我们两个人去看了家。
You sit in the lounge. You start praying.
他就叫我在客厅里面为他祷告。
And、let me go in.
他自己进去。
Are you Miss?
他就问我，你是苏先生吗？
Interview.
我就是直接进去来面谈。
But the story short, he flicked through all my credentials.
他就看到我的文凭。
And all my experience.
和我所有的经验。
Mr. Su.
他说，苏先生。
You are only qualified to teach primary school.
你只能够教这个小学。
And my heart still praised the Lord.
我的心里面仍旧赞美主。
I can praise because I have Jesus.
我能够赞美主，因为我有耶稣在我生命里。
I came out.
我出来的时候。
And the wife said, "What's happening?"
我就问他。
Let's go home. I'm not qualified.
我说我们回去了，他不给我教中学。
Next week.
在第二个星期。
I saw in the paper.
我看到报纸。
Maria College in Campbelltown.
在 Campbelltown 那个地方的一个学院。你们知道在哪里吗？
From Carlingford, where I rented an apartment.
我那个时候只有在 Carlingford 租了一个房间，租了一个租屋。
Went for interview.
我就去这一个学院去。
Tomorrow interview, look through all my credentials.
他们看了我的所有的文凭。
A report for duty next Monday.
他说星期一你就赶快来上课，来教书。
I said, Lord, you know the future.
主啊，你知道我的前途，
so、I went,
所以我就去。
Taught for one term.
我教了一个学期。
The second term, first day, the principal called me to the office.
在第二学期的第一天，校长就叫我到他的办公室。他说：“苏先生
，We would like to promote you.
我现在要给你升高一级。
And I'll give you extra $10,000.
我给你多了10,000块钱。
I said why?
我说为什么
？I will promote you to be a head teacher science.
我要你来管理整个科学的部门。
And also become my church elder.
啊，也请你成为我教会的长老。
I went back.
我回去。
We pray.
我们两个祷告。
You know the future. God, you know the future.
啊，神知道我的将来。
I went back to school.
我回去学校。
I got the prompting here.
啊、我的心里面有一个感动。
I say, Mr. Principal,、
啊、我说校长
,Thank you for promoting me so quickly.、
啊、谢谢你这么快呢就给我提升
了。But unfortunately, I'm not accepting the post.
但是很对不起我不要接受这个职位。
Because I stay in Carlingford.
因为我住在 Carlingford.
I have to send my two kids to primary school and high school.、
啊、我要把我两个孩子送到中学去。
And my wife got to work in a hospital as a nurse.、
啊、太太要在医院里面工作。
No, you must.
校长说不，你一定要拿这个职位。
The pressure came.
啊，这又回到这个现在。
I go home.
我就回去。
I lie down on the couch.
啊，我躺下的时候。
God is knowing my tomorrow.
哎、啊，神他知道我的将来。
I lie down on the couch.
啊，我在休息的时候。
I have a cup of cold milk.
啊，我这喝冷的牛奶。
A vision came.
忽然间我就看到了异象。
I saw a long bath.
啊、我看到有一 个很多水的水缸。
And I saw a little boat.
我有看到一只小只船。
Sailing here and sailing there.
啊，就是在那个水上游来游去。
Next moment.
在另外一分钟。
In my spiritual eye, I see.
啊，我看到。
The boat keep growing.
啊，那只船呢，是越来越大只。
Grow until the size of a long bar and the boat cannot move.
啊，那个船呢越来越大，好像那个水缸这么长，不能船不能够再摇动。
And I got the prompting of the Spirit who is knowing the tomorrow.
哎、啊，我就得到神的感动，我知道我的神掌管我的明天。
You cannot move anymore in that school.
啊，他就告诉我，在那一间学校，你不能够。再有发展
I know.
我就是这样躺住
Ring, 电话来
忽然有电话来了
Hello
我就接着电话
And he used Mandarin to talk to me、
啊、他是用国语跟我谈
Philip 弟兄你好吗
他说、Brother Philip How are you
为什么你打电话这么长途电话给我
啊、我就问他 Why do you make such a long distance call to me?
我的灵感觉到 you are in trouble.
Because I feel that you are in trouble now.
Is your wife okay?、
啊、is your, 你的太太好吗
Your two children okay?
你的孩子好吗
Oh, they are very, very good.、
啊、我就说他们都很好。
Except me.
只有我。
I'm in big trouble.
现在我有一些的问题。他说你有什么问题
My trouble is resign.Or not to resign.
啊，就是说我是不是要向这个私人学校来辞职，还是不要
？I said, since you know my trouble, why from distant call?
啊，是，既然你知道了这个问题，你打了这样长途的电话。
And also, you are a prophet.
啊，你也是有先知的职分。
That proved to me that I must resign.
啊，你告诉我，叫我要辞职。
I typed the letter.
啊，我就写啊，就写信。
And teach there for 1 week.
啊，我就只有在中学那边。
One day I came home Friday.
只有呢，教了一个星期。有一天星期五我回来。
I went to my Carlingford apartment.
啊，我就去了我的 apartment.
There's a cupboard blocked the entrance door because I go back by the back door from the car yard.
Yeah, 那有一个门挡住了这个前门。
And my son Andrew.
我的孩子。
Daddy.
他说，爸爸。
Something.Down at the bottom of the door.
啊，那个门缝的下面呢，有一点有一个东西。
This boy, I don't know how he's so cute. He can see, I can't.
哎呀，我不知道，我的儿子看到那个信封，我没有看到。
It was a telegram.
啊，我拿出来的时候，就是寄收到了一封的电报。
不是 SMS 哦。
不是 SMS.
Telegram.
啊，那个时候只有电报。
26 years ago,
啊，26年前我们是使用电报，我开起来。
Report to Dunhaven High School in Barry North has a maths and science teacher full time.
啊，我就他叫我到 Dunhaven 的学校，在那边做全职的科学数学的老师， 我就吓了一跳。
The director of education department said, I am not qualified teaching primary school, right?
前个月啊，那个教育局长说，我不够资格，只能够教小学。
And now I'm a high school teacher.
现在他聘请我做中学的老师。
Because my God knows my future.
因为我的神他知道我的明天。所以弟兄姐妹，神就这样子为我预备。
This is called abundant blessing.
啊，这就是祝福满满。
Then, what happened?
后来怎样？
We need to have a responsibility in our life.
啊，我们在生活上第一点，我们要有责任。
I still got to run.
我需要向前走。
I know the mark is Jesus.
我知道我的标杆那个终点就是跑到耶稣那里。但是我要看到，我要跑到终点。所以呢，我要一直来跑，跑到那个终点。啊，所以我所要得到的奖赏、祝福呢，就是在那个终点得到。所以在那一天的时候，他就会给我。就是当他主耶稣再一次显现的时候，所以弟兄姐妹、亲爱的朋友，我要鼓励你们，假如你里面有了耶稣，你必定得到祝福满满。所以在这个我们要过新年之前，我们要做些什么呢？
I encourage you two things.
我要鼓励你做两件事。
Either you are self-satisfied,
你不是自满自意，自满意，
or you are dissatisfied.
或许是你对自己完全不满意。这个不同的地方在哪里呢？
There's a difference between self-satisfaction and dissatisfaction.
啊，你自己可以说对自己不满意。
Self-satisfaction.
啊，或许你觉得你自己满意了。
You stop to progress forward.
当你对自己满意的感觉满意的时候，你就停止，不会再向前走。
Two Mondays ago.
两个星期以前。
We have an appointment to meet her old friend 50 odd years.
Yeah, 我就五十年没有见到的朋友，忽然他要来找我。
And her old friend married a specialist in Melbourne, kidney specialist.
Yeah, 我还有一个朋友也是五十年前没有见面的，他在墨尔本嫁给了一个肾脏的专科医生。
And her parents we know in Malaysia.
啊，他们的父母亲是我们很认识的。
Very fervent for the Lord.
Yeah, 他们是非常爱主的父母亲。
I turned to her and said,
我就问这一个姐妹，
Which church you go to in Melbourne?
我问她，你在墨尔本你是去哪一间教会呢？
Oh, I don't go to church now.
我完全没有去教会了。
I look at her.
我看着她。
I said, Why?
为什么你不去教会呢？
This is what she said.
他这样回答说，
I feel sad.
我感觉到很伤心。
My life is very comfortable.
啊，我的生命，我的生活太舒服了，所以我不要去教会。
Having a child, a kidney specialist.
啊，她的丈夫就是肾脏的专科。
She got another friend married to a Canadian from Vancouver.
啊，还有一个是啊，我们亲戚来的，她就是嫁到这个啊 Toronto 那边去，
Canadian,
嫁给
Toronto。And 一个 Canadian 洋人，
他就嫁给一个
Very fervent and talk to me.
哦，他们这个啊洋人呢，他一直来跟我谈，他非常的热心。
Lord, you put in front of me a self-satisfied and the one dissatisfied.
我心里就想说，神啊，你把这两个人放在我的前面，一个对现实的生活太满意了。
And the other one dissatisfied because of his dissatisfaction, he keep on wanting to know more and more and more about Jesus.
还有一个呢，他对现实呢，他不怎样满意，因着这个原因呢，他一直在主里面一直不断的去追求。
So if you come to me,
所以假如你来找我
you say, Pastor, I am not self-satisfied.
哎，你来告诉我说，牧师，我对我的目前的状况没有自感的满意。
By my spirit, I am dissatisfied.
但是在我的心灵里面，我觉得对现实的生活我不满意。
I will shake your hand and say congratulations.
啊，我就会 跟你握手来祝福你。
Dissatisfaction is the mother of invention.
啊，当你感到不足、不满意的时候，你就会有新的创造。
Today is so advanced the world because of what? Look at this.
今天我们的世界是这么的前进，是什么原因呢？
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候
，I used this.
我是用旧型的电话。
Then later on, mother of invention.Improved the telephone.
后来就是因为有新的发现 发明所以有新的电话
Then,、every house I go, cordless.
啊，现在每一个每家里面都有没有电线的电话
I don't see this in your home now.
现在这一个第一副的电话已经不存在你的家里了
But I have used before. I have used this old telephone before.
但是我小的时候都是在用这种电话
So, church.
所以弟兄姐妹
There's an evolution of cell phone
哎，我们现在有看到这些电话有一个变化了
Now you SMS
哎，现在你们看这这些有还有 WeChat
And I cannot cope
我不得够应付的啊，我的年纪太大了
So brother and sister
所以弟兄姐妹
You have a responsibility in life
我们在生活上我们个人有责任
When you have God
但是当你有神
You grow from strength to strength
你就能够力上加力向前走
You will abound more and more of his abundant blessing
你就会碰到神要给你的更多的祝福
And when your grandchildren see you
当你的孙子见到你的时候
阿嬷阿公 You are very glorious、huh?
啊、阿公阿嬷看你很有荣光
Why?
为什么呢
Because you have a true spirituality in your life.
因为在你的生命里面的属灵的生命在成长。
Brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
If life without God.
你的生命假如没有这位耶稣。
英文讲 there's a lot of hiccup.
哎，你就会遇到一些的阻碍。
Sometimes smooth.
有时候你的生命是平顺的。
Sometimes sorrowful.
啊、有时候你悲伤
Sometimes this, sometimes that、
啊、有时这就是发生有时候是别用的
东
西那最后是什么呢
You have problem
你就是遇到问题
Hey, look at your problem become bigger, bigger, bigger,、
啊、
bigger
你越看你的问题那个问题是越来越大
Because you have no Jesus
因为你没有了耶稣
This is what Paul said, past, present and future
这就是保罗所说的被过去、现在和将来
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们
our life with God,
我们的生命假如有了神
What happened? Oh, sorry. Smooth sailing.
Yeah, 我们假如我们的生命有神呢我们就对神有很好的期待我们是平平顺顺的度过
Abundant life, 祝福满满。
祝福满满。
From your question mark in your life.
Yeah, 从你在人生你遇到很多你不能解答的问题。
Your question mark, you pull straight, become an exclamation mark.
把它弄通了就成为一个惊叹号。
Amen. What you want?
啊，这个是不是你所要的？这是不是成为你的好消息呢
？My conclusion.
啊，在结论的时候。
What is this? Sailing boat.
我们看到这一个。帆船一个船
yeah, how the sailing boat sail?
这只船呢它是怎样开行的呢是要靠什么呢
That's right. 靠 wind.
就是靠风。
When wind come into your life,
当暴风进入到你的生命的时候
I would rather call the wind of God come into your life.
当神的风向着你而吹来
This is what the sailor would do.
哎，这一个使这只船的，它是
I can't change the direction of the wind.
一个行驶这个船的，他可以说我不能够改变风的方向。
But I can adjust my sail to always catch.
但是我可以
reach my destination.
但是我可以调整我的风旁，使我能够达到我的目的地。
The wind of blessings come to our church this morning.
今天早上祝福的风要进入到我们的教会。
Turn the sails of your boat.
所以呢，你要把你的风帆 愿向着神的祝福。
Catch the wind of blessing.
好，你就调整，让那这个祝福的风吹向你来。
The wind of God's blessing.
这就是神要祝给你祝福满满的风。
This is the best blessing.
这就是最上好的祝福。
Starting a new life with Jesus.
啊，我们要开始我们的新年。我们的生命跟耶稣同行。
Starting a new year with Jesus.
啊，我们要在新年的开始跟耶稣同行。
And you rejoice in the Lord.
啊，你就在主里面大有喜乐。
This morning.
今天早上。
I want to make an altar call now.
我要做一个呼召。
I got no time to talk about a lot more blessing that is in me.
Yeah.因为时间的缘故，我不能讲到更多更详细的祝福。
When I count my blessings, it's countless.
啊，当我数算神给我的祝福，我都算不来。
If you have never ever heard of gospel truth,
啊，假如你还没有听到福音好消息
，But you have the past, the present, and the future.
你有过去，你有现在，你也会有将来。
And now you are sitting there.
现在你们坐在这里。
The heavenly places that you are sitting.
啊，你就是如同坐在天上。
And you will say to me.
你会对我说
，I've never heard of this past, present, and future.
啊，我从来没有听过关于过去、现在和将来的真理。
Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how middle age you are.
呀，不管你是多年轻，你是多年长，或者是你是在中年的时候。
Start a new life with Jesus.
啊，你要开始这个新年。开始跟耶稣同行。
Past, present, and future, we all have to go through.
啊，过去、现在到将来，是我们每一个人都要经过的。
So I invite you to forget what is behind.
所以我要邀请你忘记背后。
But to press forward what is before you.
你要努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
You can only press forward in the now, present.
你要向前直跑。就是要从现在就开始。
Don't come and tell me, Pastor, I'll press forward when I reach that.
啊，你不要说，当我到那边的时候，我才来自跑。
But you have no chance to present to the Lord your faithfulness and love in the Lord.
假如是这样呢？假如是这样子呢？你就不能够在神的面前表达出你对他的爱心和信心。
Salvation is individual.
得到救恩是每一个人该得到的。
It's not what you have been preconceived idea in your background.
不是你在你的背景里面所想象，以为你已经接受了。
When I needed anything.
当我需要什么东西。
When I want to send Australian money from Malaysia to Australia for my daughter to study.
很多年前。当我要寄钱过来，从马来西亚到澳洲来读书的时候
，And I testify in the staff room.
啊，我在我的啊教师的会议室里面做见证。
I said to my colleagues in the staff room.
我跟我的同事说，我很感谢赞美主。
Last night I pray.
我昨天我祷告。
For the exchange rate to be down.
啊，我就是要祷告，要汇费过来。
Because I need to send money to Australia for my daughter's school fees.
因为我要汇钱过来做我的女儿的学费。
I went to the money changer the next morning.
啊，第二天呢，我就去那个换钱的人。
Oh, it was down.
啊，那个汇费呢就低了。
A one colleague sister said.
啊，后来有一个女的同事，她还没有信主。
Hey, Philip.
他说 ，Philip，
next time you send anything to Australia, let me know because I got a daughter in Melbourne.
啊，他说下次呢，你要汇钱的时候，你要告诉他，告诉我先，因为我也有一个女儿在墨尔本读书。
I said no, you don't tell me first, or I tell you first.
啊，我不是先要告诉你，或者你先告诉我。
You tell Jesus first.
啊，你先告诉耶稣。
He's a controller of our finance.
啊，主耶稣他是在控制我们的经济。
And many, many more.
还有其他很多的事，请大家低头，我们来祷告。
Settle your spirit. Settle your heart.
啊，你现在你就安静你的心。
If you want to accept Jesus as your personal savior, to live now and press forward with Him for abundant blessing.
啊，假如你要从现在你要开始来自跑。 你要接受主耶稣做你个人的救主。
Not only eternal blessing in your soul and spirit.
你相信了耶稣，不单单你的属灵的生命以后会得到祝福的拯救。
But、also the present physical blessing.
但是你面前，你现在面对的，你需要的所有的祝福，他都会赐给你。
So I shall count three.
所以呢，我要算三。
And if you have a prompting in your heart.
假如你的心里面有感动。
On count of three, raise your hand and quickly put it down.
你有感动呢，你要接受主耶稣的祝福，你很快算了三以后，你就举起你的双手，然后放下。
Don't worry about your people beside you.
你不必操心你的旁边的人会怎样。
It's your personal blessing.
这个是你自己今天个人要得的祝福。
Are you ready?
你已经预备好了吗？
It's your personal blessing.
这个是你该得的个人的祝福。
I want to bless you in the name of the Lord.
我要靠着奉着主耶稣的名来祝福每一位。
Right. Ready?
来，你们预备好，我要算一。
二三，
你们要得到神的祝福，赶快举起你们的双手，举起你们的手，现在就举起，感谢赞美主。
Put your hands down.
请你把手放下。
And now I want you to those who want to know Jesus more, please step forward with your friend who brought you here.
Yeah, 有谁要更多的认识耶稣，接受耶稣？